The Koivic Pod on Off the Ball.
To have that drive to sort of ring Carla and say, right, like, here, let's be open conversation. Like, where can I improve? How can I get into your squad? I think is really, really good.
Subscribe to the Koivic Pod on the Off the Ball app.
Now, Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Alex Nankivell returns from Munster's Investec Champions Cup quarterfinal away to Bordeaux. Joey Carberry won't be involved against his former side, however, and Cian Prendergast returns to the Connacht back row for their Challenge Cup quarterfinal with Racing. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, and as expected, Alex Nankivell is restored to the Munster Centre for tomorrow's Investec Champions Cup quarterfinal away to Bordeaux. He was suspended for last week's win at La Rochelle, but with the remainder of that ban overturned, the Kiwi replaces Sean O'Brien in inside centre. With Jeremy Lochman ruled out of tomorrow's game through injury, Josh Witcherly will start at Loosehead. They're the only two changes from last weekend's victory at the Stade Marcel de Flandre. Those changes mean a couple of alterations to the bench as well, with Mark Donnelly providing Loosehead cover and O'Brien taking the place that was occupied last week by Rory Scannell. Munster have once again gone with a 6-2 split on the bench. Joey Carberry, though, won't be involved against his former side. Despite a fine performance when starting against Ulster on Sunday last, he's been replaced at out half by the returning Matthew Jalibert. Rohan Janza van Rensburg is promoted from the bench to partner Yoan Moefana in the centre, and having been rested for that Ulster fixture last week, Louis Bielbiari returns on the left wing in place of Pablo Uberti. Back rower Marco Gazzotti also skipped that Ulster game but is named among a 6-2 split on the Bordeaux bench, meaning there's no room for Carberry in their matchday 23. Romain Bourros meanwhile misses out due to an ankle injury. On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Alan Quinlan says Josh Witcherly and his fellow front rowers will have a huge part to play for Munster tomorrow.
That's the one area that you know would concern, that power and physicality. You know, Josh Witcherly did really well last week against Weenie Antonio. He's going to be up against Tembafuna, who's over 150 kilos as a tight head tomorrow. So that's an area that's, if you know, I always said you've got to get parity in your set piece, and French teams have always that power and strength up front, and Bordeaux are no different. You know, they were the top seeds in the pool stages. They scored 69 points away to Exeter in round 3 and 62 points against the Sharks in round 4. So they're an incredibly dangerous side if you kick loosely to them when it gets unstructured. So for Munster, it's about, you would hope that after playing against Connacht and playing against La Rochelle, that they'll get a bit more cohesion, a little bit more togetherness, battled hardened a little bit, because it's going to be very difficult. There's going to be moments in this game where they're hanging on for dear life, no matter who would play this Bordeaux team. Munster have got to stay in the fight, and you know the team that's on paper is a good team, a very good team. They all have individual qualities, but they've got to bring 8, 9 out of 10 performances right across the board tomorrow to have a chance, because there's so much depth. I think you're playing against two best wingers in the world, Penno and Bielbiari. They're right up there anyway. Of course, people could, you know, talk about different wingers and different international teams, but they're right up there as world-class players. So much power in their centre partnership as well, and Ben Tapuai, Moefana, you know, they're all over 100 kilos, 105 kilos, powerful, incredibly strong players. On the Carberry situation, Jalibert could start. You know, he's an outstanding international French player as well. So, and Maxime Lucu, who came on for Dupont against France, was outstanding as well. So, you know, right across the board, this is a quality team. But like we said at the start, Munster, you know, Europe does strange things. I just hope Munster can stay in the game, because genuinely, this is a team that can put 20, 30, 40 points on teams if they switch off and if they get a little bit fatigued or late defence or switch off. So that's the challenge for Munster, and it's an incredibly difficult one away from home.
There's lots more from Alan Quinlan on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. So, a reminder of the teams. Munster will start with Thacher Abrams once again at full-back. Calvin Nash is on the right wing. Andrew Smith on the left. And the centre partnership of Tom Farrell and Alex Nankivell is reunited. Jack Crowley continues at out-half in the week, of course. He signed his new contract at the province. Craig Casey continues at scrum-half. Josh Witcherly comes in at loosehead. Dermot Barron's at hooker. Ollie Yeager remains at tighthead. Jean Klein and Ty Byrne are the second row partnership once more. And it's a back row for Munster of Peter O'Mahony, John Hodnett and Gavin Coombs. On the bench then, it's Niall Scannell, Mark Donnelly, Stephen Archer, who'll win his 300th cap for Munster tomorrow when he's introduced. Finney Witcherly, Tom Ahern and Alex Kendallan provide the other forward cover. Covering the backs are Conor Murray and Sean O'Brien. For Bordeaux, they'll start with Jean Echegaray at full back. Damien Penaud on the right wing. Louis Bielbriari is on the left. Yoram Moefana and Rohan Janssen van Rensburg are in the centre. Matthew Jalibert and Maxime Lucu, the captain, are their halfbacks. Jefferson Poirot, Maxine Lamothe and Ben Tamiafuna are their front row. Adam Coleman and Cyril Cazzo, their unchanged second row partnership. And in the back row, it's Mahmoudou Diaby, Guido Petit and Pete Samu. On the replacements bench then for Bordeaux will be Conor Sapp, Matisse Percho, Sipili Falatea, Pierre Bocheton, Marco Gazzotti, Bastien Verne Taiefe, Yanley Gurgez and Pablo Uberti. Connacht make five changes to their starting 15 for tomorrow night's Challenge Cup quarterfinal with Racing at the Dexcom. The headline return is that of Cian Prendergast, who has recovered from the head injury sustained in Castlebar. The Connacht skipper replaces Josh Murphy at blindside, with Murphy moving instead into the second row, bumping Oisin Dowling down to the bench. At loosehead, Jordan Duggan makes way for Dennis Buckley. Ben Murphy will start at scrum half in place of Matthew Devine, while Shane Jennings starts on the right wing in place of Shane Bolton. Owen Farrell, meanwhile, drops to the bench for Racing, with Dan Lancaster given the nod at out-half. Only Vinaya Habosi is retained among the backs from the team that started last week's win over Perpignan. There's no Gael Fiku in the matchday 23 for Racing this week, while Nolan Legarek comes in at scrum-half. Demba Bamba and Will Rowlands are among those coming into the pack. So the teams, starting with Connacht, Mac Hansen is at full-back once more for the Western Province. Shane Jennings will start on the right wing this week. Finn Tracy continues on the left. Hugh Gavin and Bundy Aki are in the centre. JJ Hanrahan and Ben Murphy this week are the halfbacks for Connacht. They have a front row of Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelam. Josh Murphy and Joe Joyce this week are in the second row, and they have a back row of Cian Prendergast, Seamus Hurley-Langton and Sean Jansen. On the bench then will be Dylan Tierney-Martin, Peter Dooley, Jack Ainger, Oisin Dowling, Paul Boyle, Matthew Devine, Josh Owane and Cathal Ford. For Racing, they've gone with Sam James at full back. Warren Naituvi and Max Spring are their wingers. In the centre, it's Vinaya Habosi and Joshua Tuisova. Dan Lancaster and Nolan Legarek are their halfback pairing. Eddie Ben Aru, Diego Escobar and Demba Bamba are in the front row. Boris Palu is partnered by Will Rowlands this week in the second row, and they have a back row of Maxime Beaudon, Junior Kapoku and Jordan Joseph.
This week on Diverted.
What have you heard about this festival?
That they fight each other, and some people in the past, they choose to die. So
you say that they choose to die?
Some of them. Because for them it's not something bad. If somebody dies, for the whole community is like an offering for Pachamama. To say thank you for what they have in life, the products, all this stuff.
In episode 3, we're going to Bolivia.
As soon as I get there, this cloud of white gas starts billowing towards me.
Tear gas.
Oh my God, I can actually feel it.
Go, guys.
Go.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.
Ireland have held their captain's run in the sunshine at Virgin Media Park in Cork, ahead of tomorrow's Women's Six Nations game with England. Stacey Flood starts a full-back for Ireland tomorrow and has been sharing what they've learned from their first two outings of the competition.
I think we've learned a lot as a squad. I think we punished ourselves in the first game with errors, and that kind of let the game get away from us, whereas a game that we could have won. I think that we learned a lot last week in our attacking game, that we can really believe in our forwards to get that front foot and our backs to finish. I don't think we've seen that very often before from us, but we know we have that capability, which is really good. And the fact that we could put 50 points on a team is incredible. I don't think we've done that ever. So that's something that we'll take confidence from. Obviously we know what it means, but I just think we've got a lot of notches to our belt, and we look forward to hopefully putting another layer on that and another notch on it this weekend.
and Flood will have an important part to play, she knows, in Ireland's kicking game tomorrow.
Yeah, look, I think coming up against one of the best back three in the world is going to be great. Like, it's going to be a real test, and I think there's no better way to test yourself than playing against the best. And I think we're well capable of it. Our kicking game is obviously a big part of our game, and we've been working on that non-stop for the last few months. So I think it will stand to us, and they will have a good kicking game, which will get good battles, and hopefully we come out on the top of most of them.
Former Ireland forward Hannah O'Connor previewed tomorrow's game on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, saying having a former England coach as Ireland's head coach in Scott Beaman should be a major asset.
It definitely does. I say that now. And like, that was great, brought us great kind of, you know, confidence last year in terms of your analysis that you're doing of them. Now, the scoreline didn't suggest the same thing when you look at it, but it does bring you a great deal of confidence that he knows. But the same is on the other hand. They also know him really well. Mm. So there's that element of knowing what he's going to do. So it does bring an extra layer of kind of spice to it. He obviously feels the added pressure, I'm sure, as well, because he wants to, it's like going back to your kind of home place. You want to get the one up on them, and especially them coming to visit after the nature of last year's defeat was seriously disappointing. But I think you'll have heard the girls talking in the media, and Scott as well talking in the media this week, that, you know, it's England. You don't need getting up for, and Quinny will tell you, you do not need getting up for England, no matter what has happened the year previously. Mm. I think over the last year, since Ireland have last met England, they're in the best place they have been in a great number of years, which is brilliant. You know, I spoke last week about Ireland are looking to push the gap away from Scotland, Wales and Italy and make that gulf between us and them a lot more obvious, especially after the performances that Ireland put in the WXV1 competition. I think France, we saw green shoots of what's there and what's capable of being there. England, you mentioned it, they're a completely different beast even to France. So I think this is a really good opportunity tomorrow to test where we're at. And yes, going in as massive underdogs again, like we have over the last number of years against them, and I suppose as everyone does against England, and they're arguably the best team in the world, it's to see how far can we close that gap? How far can we push it for 80 minutes to keep with them, and what can we get out of it in a World Cup year?
You can hear lots more of our build-up to Ireland versus England, including this week's Six Nations show, elsewhere in the OTB rugby feed. Wales looks set to make a surprising choice for Warren Gatland's replacement as head coach. The Kiwi, of course, stepped down after two rounds of this year's Six Nations, with Cardiff's Matt Sherratt handed the reins for their final three fixtures. Ireland assistant Simon Easterby had been considered among the favourites for the job on a full-time basis, as had ex-Leinster senior coach Stuart Lancaster. Other names on the rumoured WRU shortlist were Pat Lamb and Glasgow head coach Franco Smith, but instead the name of Steve Tandy has come to the fore. The former Ospreys head coach has been defence coach with Scotland for the past 6 years. Tandy has won plaudits for his work with the Scotland defence and came into the job highly recommended after a stint with the Waratahs and in charge, of course, of his native Ospreys. WRU CEO Abby Tierney told the BBC's Scrum 5 podcast that the appointment of a new head coach will follow that of the union's new director of rugby.
So we have done a lot of work on the head coach with representatives from our board who really understand this field. We've done, you know, who's out there. We've done analysis looking at playing style, you know, kind of who works well with younger teams, who understands the Welsh system and how we work. So it's quite, a unique system. So I would say where we've done a lot of the thinking, and we've got what I would call a target list that we want to go at, but I've already actually been speaking to the potential new director of rugby. And so as soon as they're appointed, those conversations will happen quickly, and I hope we'll be able to announce the head coach shortly after that.
And finally,
the Waratahs hang on here. Hands up. It's been all the Chiefs early in this second half. They've lost it. The Tars will play on, and there are numbers now for the men in blue from behind their own try line. Kellaway looking to fix the defence. He brings in Swaley. Swaley off down the right. Infield. Kellaway. Kellaway. Infield is Wilson. Wilson. This is one of the greatest strikes we have ever seen at the SFF.
Contender for try of the year there already from the Waratahs, Teddy Wilson, that helped the New South Wales side beat the Chiefs 21-14 this morning to move up to fourth in the Super Rugby table. The Crusaders are top of the tree, with Ioane Moananu scoring a pair of tries in their 31-24 defeat of the Hurricanes in Wellington. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed, wherever you happen to consume your rugby podcasts. My name is Richie McCormack. Don't forget, Munster's game away to Bordeaux will be live on tomorrow's Off the Ball, and we'll have reaction too from Ireland versus England down in Cork. But until Monday, have a brilliant weekend and enjoy the rugby.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.